KJRGFM, KJRGFM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP 70 Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz? What the hell happened? Like, yesterday was great. Like, the weather was amazing and sunny outside and everything, and now we have snow up here at the KJRG studios. And I don't get it. And to be honest, that wasn't the plan for today. The plan for today's episode, because it's going to be great, is all about fear. Because I had to deal with a very real fear of mine. I hate spiders. I hate them. Can't deal with them. Dead, alive, whatever. I can't do it. So we'll talk about that at 8:20. We have your responses to yesterday's question of the day, which is, have you adulted recently? That's going to be at 6. That's going to be actually at 7 o'clock, because it's 6 o'clock right now. I'm terrible at times. I'm sorry. The snow's got me all thrown off, man. I swear, it's like early February all over again. You know, yesterday I talked about February dragging on forever. Well, it's not giving up without a fight. As far as the rest of the episode for today, of course we have your geeky news, we have your hash it out, and we've got your six-pack, speaking of fears. I'm also sort of a germaphobe, so it's going to be a six-pack about places where you wouldn't expect bacteria, but it's there anyways. We also have your tickets for Architects, so be listening for your chance to win those. Your first chance is going to be at 6:30. We also have a very exciting announcement about the Weird Elephant series, so we've got tickets for that too. And we've got some prizes for a contest we're doing. And it's going to be dope. And I'm excited. And I'm going to try to win it myself. So good luck, suckers. You're listening to The Buzz. We'll be back with your geeky news after Ocean Avenue.
Geeky news. Geeky news. Geeky news.
Geeky news. 89.9 KJRGFM. You're listening to The Buzz at 6:20. Alrighty, and it's time for some geeky news. This morning's, It's okay, geeky news. Not the most exciting we've ever had, but it's news, damn it, and we're journalists and we report on it. No. Integrity and whatnot. Woo. Speaking about geeky news and not stuff that isn't so exciting, the X-Force movie is rumored to be co-written by Ryan Reynolds, and it has been confirmed that Joe Carahan is going to direct it. Now, when I first saw that Ryan Reynolds is going to be on this, I got really excited. Not gonna lie. I mean, you're on, homie. Hi. Hi, Danica. No, we can't hear you. We'll figure you out in a minute. But I heard Ryan Reynolds was a part of it, and I got excited. I was like, that's neat. I mean, he did a really good job with Deadpool. But then the more I thought about it, I'm just like, you know what? Just because Ryan Reynolds is a part of something, just because any famous actor is a part of something, it's cause for excitement, but doesn't mean it's going to be good. I mean, look at what happened with the Batman movie and Ben Affleck. I was really excited that he was going to be the star of the movie, that he was going to write it, that he was going to direct it, that this was going to be his vision, and things were going to get done his way. And then it just all sort of fell apart. So I'd rather have Ryan Reynolds just be Deadpool and do what he does best and leave everything else to somebody else so he can focus on being Deadpool if indeed Fox's X-Force movie ends up including Deadpool. Next bit of geeky news, let's keep it in the Marvel universe. Brie Larson says that Captain Marvel is a bridge between two worlds, and that her look won't exactly please everybody. Marvel's Captain Marvel doesn't come out until 2019, but it still has yet to find a director. But that's not stopping Brie Larson from preparing for the role and talking about it. Larson is set to play Carol Danvers, aka Captain Marvel, in the film, and this is the first film in the MCU that will focus on a female superhero. The character is expected to make her big screen debut in Avengers Infinity War, which is currently shooting. There's no confirmation that she'll be in the film yet, but we know that there's a strong possibility. While talking to IGN, the actress expressed her feelings about how important the character is to her. She seemed very passionate about and sincere when talking about taking on this role, and the process explained that the character will be a bridge between two worlds. She said, quote, "I find it really hard for me to condense what she means to me. I was once a young girl, and I was very confused by what a hero was and what I wanted to be when I grew up and what was important to me. And so I think it's so complicated growing up to attempt to become a symbol of truth and navigating through the weird questions of growing up feeling so. I'm getting emotional just talking about this. It feels so important to me. When it comes to her, I mean just the fact that she can bridge between two worlds. She can go between Earth and space, and that her own personal place is in this little area between where Earth ends and space begins. And that's only hers is moving to me. I'm just inspired. Captain Marvel is sure to inspire a new generation of young girls." And it's exciting. The, I guess, strongest female character we have so far currently would be Wonder Woman. And she's actually getting her own standalone movie. That's coming up soon, real soon. Like, the hype sort of died down around that movie. I'm kind of surprised. But that's coming up real quick. But until then, like, or before Wonder Woman and Batman v Superman, we had Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow. And she's a strong character, but she's not the focal point. And in fact, in her first appearance in Iron Man 2, she was just sort of there as a sex symbol. She didn't say anything. She just sort of kicked butt and was there to look hot, which I like a hot Scarlett Johansson. Attractive Scarlett Johansson is attractive, but in terms of like strong female characters, that wasn't it. Like Pepper Potts just sort of blew it out of the water for that performance. Our next bit of geeky news, a Star Wars Aftermath book potentially contains clues to Supreme Leader Snoke's origin. Star Wars novels are dropping more clues to the origin of the mysterious First Order leader, Supreme Leader Snoke. The series Star Wars Aftermath in particular has been dropping some hints regarding where and who Snoke could be. Obviously, there are some spoilers below. So, if you're listening, either plug your ears or, you know, fast forward if you're listening on demand if you don't want to know. It's now known that Snoke has been around long enough to witness the rise and the fall of the Empire. The Star Wars novels have been focusing on the contingency plan the Empire had in place should the Emperor fall, and it has revealed some interesting stuff. Essentially, the Emperor set up a station on Jakku that had plans and resources to allow a select few of the Empire to set up and try again somewhere new. But something began to happen there before the Empire fell. Palpatine began to feel a presence reaching out to him that only he could feel. More leaders of the Sith began having visions broadcasting by this being, which could potentially be Snoke. It basically sounds like Snoke is a Yoda of the dark side, but potentially even more powerful. It's interesting. Like, this is a character that nobody, like, literally nobody knows anything about. He is brand new to the series, or he could be an existing character. And I think that's the most exciting thing about this General Snoke person. He could, it's almost like Joker. He could literally be anybody. He could be a Jedi just having a bad day, man. But that was your geeky news. We'll be back after Real Big Fish with your regular news. You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG. Don't forget your chance to win Architects tickets is at 6:30. So that's coming up in just 4 minutes. Get that phone call ready to dial 253-833-5004. That's 253-833-5004. We'll be right back.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by the Grand Cinema in Tacoma and their Weird Elephant series. On March 4th, they're going to be showing Shaun of the Dead. If you want to win tickets, you can call 253-833-5004, but Sophia already called in and won them.
Yay.
We have one more pair, but we're going to hold off to give those next week. But a fun announcement for that, I was going to wait until now, but Sophia already knows. They're having a costume contest there, and I found out what the prizes are. You ready for this?
Yeah.
So the prizes for the costume contest are, first place, a professional, like, zombie makeup job done by, like, a makeup professional.
That's cool.
Second place, valued at $200, you get the entire movie theater to yourself to play video games.
Oh, man.
And then third place is the Shaun of the Dead soundtrack on vinyl.
Oh, so those are all, like, really good.
Right? I'd dress up for that. So we have one free pair of tickets left. Stay tuned, because that's going to be next week.
Yes!
We got Architect tickets. That's me next hour. But again, congratulations to Sophia. And let's go ahead and get into some news.
Okay.
Our first news story, a restaurant worker was tricked in counterfeit money scheme. They're speaking out. In New Bedford, Massachusetts, a New Bedford authorities are warning the public about counterfeit money being used in the city. Police said a cashier at McDonald's in King Highway was tricked Saturday. She said she feels terrible about being fooled. Authorities showed NBC 10 News the bills, which are marked with the words, quote, for motion picture use only. According to police, the suspect visited the fast food restaurant multiple times that day with fake $50 bills. He successfully paid for his order at the drive-thru not once, but twice. That sucks. Gonzalez said she was multitasking, so she was distracted when interacting with the suspect. But when the suspect came by a third time, a different cashier realized what was happening. Police believed the fake money was purchased online. In 2016, similar bills were used at multiple businesses. Now, we just had a talk at my weekend job about fake currency and how to recognize it and all that fun stuff. What people don't realize with fake money is it hurts the business.
It really does.
It hurts my paycheck every time somebody ends up like trying to steal stuff and stuff like that. So if you ever think about stealing or doing anything shady, I understand times are hard, man, but you're not exactly hurting the people up top. You're hurting all the people who end up working there, because the first thing that's going to happen is they're going to cut hours and they cut workers. So
yeah, thanks a lot.
And for all the other workers out there, stay diligent. If your work has those counterfeit pens, use them. I know there are videos on YouTube you can check out just so that you can review what fake currency looks like. I had to do that training for when I worked for the Puyallup Fair. That one. Let's go ahead and go into our next news story. So it has to do with our question of the day happening at 8:20. A 17-year-old woke up on the way to his own funeral.
What?
Yeah. A 17-year-old in Indiana who was presumed dead woke up on the way to his own funeral, according to the Times of Indiana. Last month, Kumar Marwad suffered a dog bite and developed a high fever. When his condition worsened last week, his family brought him up to the local hospital. The infection spread, however, and relatives were left with a difficult decision. They said, quote, we had decided to take Kumar home after the doctors told us his chances of survival were bleak once taken off the ventilator. The team's brother-in-law, Sharpinar Nakir, told the Times of Indiana. Once the doctors removed Kumar from the ventilator, he became motionless and stopped breathing. Relatives presumed him dead and prepared for the funeral in his town. Less than 2 miles from the site, however, Kumar opened his eyes and began, quote, moving his hands and legs and started breathing really fast. He was immediately rushed to the hospital where doctors said he was suffering from a viral infection. I can't even say what that's called.
I'm just gonna say it. Everyone's thinking it. Zombie.
Right?
Viral infection, being all dead and then moving again. Yeah, it's total zombie.
Well, the infection causes swelling of both the brain and the membranes covering the brain and the spinal cord. So, I mean, the only way to kill a zombie is by taking out its head, right?
So was he like...
He was in the coffin, like, on the way to town, getting ready to be buried.
So did they, like, not go to, like, a funeral home where, like, they, like, get the body ready? Like, formaldehyde and all that good...
The family was Indian, so...
Oh. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't know how their funerals work.
Right? But, yeah, that's crazy. Could you imagine waking up on the way to your own funeral? I am claustrophobic. I couldn't deal with that crap.
I'd have been like, nah, I'm tired, man. Let this happen.
Dirt nap.
I'll sleep forever.
Last news story we have for this hour. A Florida man made up a robbery to get out of work.
Same.
How far would you go to get out of work? Well, this Tampa man made up a robbery just so he wouldn't have to clock in. Dominic Lewis Jones, 28, called 911 and told them his wallet was stolen by a man who confronted him as he left his room, according to Jacksonville.com. Jones could not provide a description of the man or explain where he went. St. Johns County Sheriff's detectives found Jones's wallet in his motel room and concluded the story was false. Jones is being charged with filing a false report and misuse of 911.
Oh, buddy.
I don't think I could go that far. The farthest I've gone to get out of work is...
punching yourself in the face and breaking your nose.
That too. No, I was going to say faking food poisoning. Now, I had an ex who faked morning sickness. That was fun. That was because she worked at a hotel and most of the people there were also female. So if you get a bunch of females around each other and you start, like, having the pregnancy rumors going around, they don't care. They just freak out. And then when she said, oh, it was just a false reading, then they just all sort of got sad and forgot about it. And it worked.
So if you want to make him really sad, so you miscarried.
Well, the worst part is she did this multiple times and got away with it.
What a champ.
But that was your news for this morning on 89.9 KGRG FM. Let's go ahead and talk about our question of the day. We're going to discuss it at 8:20. The question of the day, what's your deepest, darkest fear? We'll explain why we're talking about it in a little bit. Up next, we got Hash It Out. You're listening to The Buzz.
It's time to see what weird and crazy things are trending out there in the Twitterverse. This is Hash It Out, right here on The Buzz.
KGRG 89.9 FM, you're listening to The Buzz. It is indeed time for Hash It Out. It's where we find those hashtags that are trending on Twitter, and we talk about them. We have a very interesting mix of them. So you ready to play, Danica?
Yes.
There we go. So for Hash It Out this morning, we have the hashtags Strippers Hate Me Because, hashtag Make Sci-Fi Sick, and hashtag What Drives Me Crazy. I mean, I guess if strippers hate you, you're driving them crazy, so it kind of works, but I don't know, man. I wasn't going for anything in particular here. But let's start off with our first one. Hashtag strippers hate me because. So if you've ever been to a strip club, or if you haven't, you don't do these things, because you'll have a bad time.
Mm-hmm.
First one, hashtag strippers hate me because. Let's see here. Whoa, can't say that one.
Because I look better in glitter.
Right, though? Hashtag strippers hate me because I can only throw the change I have in my pocket. I make it hail.
Oh, God.
Hashtag strippers hate me because I pick up the money after I throw it. I mean, you don't want to litter, right? That's just rude.
Can you not say that?
Hashtag strippers hate me because men want me more. Who doesn't want me more? Walk into a strip club and Thursday has to keep all the dudes off me.
Oh, man.
We'll call this the last one for this one because this one's just weird. Hashtag strippers hate me because I have the internet.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Oh, man.
Next one. Make sci-fi sick again because I've had a sore throat for like the last week now. I think it's just me developing my smoker's voice now. I'm gonna devolve into like some one of those radio personalities that just sounds like this. Hello, you're listening to The Buzz. We're gonna make sci-fi sick again. This is my smoker voice. For example, we have hashtag make sci-fi sick again. Spock jaw. We also have hashtag make sci-fi sick again. The last red eye. Because, well, is pink eye different from red eye? I mean, I get red eye when I'm sick, I guess.
It's different.
Okay.
Independence Day.
Oh.
Battlestar Sciatica.
E.T. The Epidemic Transmission.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Pharmacy.
Hashtag make sci-fi sick. The Stepford Hives.
Oh.
We also have hashtag make sci-fi sick again. SARS attacks.
Oh, no.
We also have hashtag make sci-fi sick again. The filth element.
Wally Bola.
Oh.
Oh.
Hashtag make sci-fi sick again. It's a clap! Because it's not a trap, it's a clap.
No. Jurassic Parkinson's.
Oh! We also have make sci-fi sick again. Pink eye robot.
Oh.
Oh, man. We'll go and move on to our last one here. Hashtag, what drives me crazy? For example, hashtag, what drives me crazy? Intolerance of people who do not practice listening. I mean, this guy's just intolerant of people who are intolerant. That makes him crazy, right?
Yeah.
Then we have hashtag, what drives me crazy? Is how... is the drip of a leaky faucet. Man, you get those little tiny noises and it just bugs the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Like, Thursday got this really neat timer thing that plugs into an outlet. And she also has a Christmas lights hooked up to it in her room. So when the timer's going, it keeps the lights on. But when it turns it off, it automatically turns off the lights. So we have it set up where... In the mornings when I wake up, instead of me turning on the lights, it just turns on the Christmas lights.
Oh.
Long story short, though, that thing makes the most annoying ticking noise ever, and I freaking hate it. tiny noises are the worst.
There's a picture of a guy wearing flip-flops, but he's got socks on, but they're, like, just regular socks, and they're not meant to have things in between your toes with the socks on, and it's bothering me.
We have hashtag, what drives me crazy? Traffic early in the morning. Get the hell out of my way. I had to back up and yell the all caps part.
Oh my god, Emma Watson.
Why does she make you... Oh, I mean, yeah, she does make
you
crazy.
No. Just go down on the list and...
I always thought you were going to say something else.
No.
Oh, man.
No, Deb, it'll show you.
I'll have to take a look at that. But that was your hashtags for this morning. Hashtag... What drives me crazy? Hashtag make sci-fi sick again. And hashtag strippers hate me because on 89.9 KGRG FM. Stay tuned. We have your responses for yesterday's question of the day coming up after Chunk. No Captain Chunk. KGRG FM, KGRG FM, HD1 Auburn. Also broadcasting on K207 AP 70 Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz. And we're going to talk about our question of the day from yesterday. For those of you who participated, thank you so very much. Let me see if I can't pull it up here, shall I? Our question of the day from yesterday was, how have you adulted recently? Now, Danica, you weren't here for this one, so let's hear your response. How have you, Danica, adulted recently?
Have I adulted recently?
Have you? Because the example I gave yesterday was...
I filed my taxes. Well, I made my mom do it, but...
That counts.
I got her the information.
Like, Tuesday when Thursday and I went grocery shopping, I not only... Like, I held... I showed self-restraint not only on one major purchase, but two. Like, these were purchases for things that, I really wanted and kind of needed. One of them was building my own computer. The other one was a really nice TV stand. Both of them would have left me pretty much broke. But I decided to, you know what? Hold on to my money.
Nice.
I'm proud of myself.
Proud of you, little buddy.
Some of the responses we got for our question of the day. We got a lot of them here. Tim from the Not So Much But Show, we shared this one yesterday. He decided to buy toilet paper instead of the new Doctor Strange movie digitally. So, good on him. Locomotive, the local rock band here at Tacoma... they said they did their chores, but they're not sure they want to be adults. Yeah, it just sort of happens. I'm still not convinced I'm fully an adult. I'm like 75% adult now. But honestly, doing your chores is kind of one of the most adult things you can do.
Yeah, I did my chores.
The Amanda Happening just says no. I listened to Kokomo by the Beach Boys. She's been all over that song lately.
I mean,
and then our little Fivest,
our little Pinky.
She probably did one of the most adult things on, like, out of any of the responses. She said she called the insurance company.
That's because she keeps crashing her car.
Right? Like, that and, like, making my own doctor's appointments.
I hate that.
I hate doing both of those things. I hate talking to people on the phone.
That's why I always order a pizza online.
Right, though? I mean, I have mine saved on... Domino's, so I just log in and I'm just like, yo, I want the dankness. That's what I have my pizza order named as. Because I'm an adult. But yeah, I'd much rather just walk into a like walking clinic than like actually make a doctor's appointment. I haven't had the same doctor twice in over like 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
But it's time to introduce our question of the day for today. We have it up on our Instagram. It's going to be on our Twitter and our Facebook soon. We're not going to talk about it until 8:20, though, because it gives you some time to respond. What is your deepest, darkest fear? Because I had to confront a few of mine yesterday, and I'll share a few more of mine. If you want to participate, you can also call 253-833-5004. Same number where you can, you know, make requests like Sophia did earlier. Or if you want to win tickets, we have Architect tickets, giving those away at 7:30 during the news. So yeah, think about what your deepest, darkest fear is, or maybe your like second deepest, darkest fear if you don't want to share that one. I know Andrea's, and I did something yesterday, and we'll talk about it at 8:20.
Oh.
It's kind of funny.
That was you?
Oh, you're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG-FM. We'll be back with the situation after Snowcats by AFI. The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG-FM. It's time for
The Situation.
Okay.
But that was appropriate. But it's where we have, you know, we have some choices, and every choice comes with its own consequence. So we're gonna deliberate, we're gonna talk it out and see if the consequence is worth taking the choice. For example, our first situation for this morning is construction people getting to work early, I guess. Ayo. First one is going to be, you get to have all the video game consoles, games, controller types, etc. that you want, but you are very, very unhealthy. I mean, you're just making money at this point, though. Do you know how expensive a new game console is, Danica?
It's a lot.
Like $400, man.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. So if I can just have some video game consoles and then turn around and sell them, I'd be okay with being unhealthy. I'm already pretty unhealthy as it is. How I don't have, like, missing feet from diabetes is beyond me.
Probably not.
No?
Yeah.
You enjoy being fit?
I mean, I'm not, but...
Well, you're healthier than I am, man. You're eating, like, apples and grapes and cheese and stuff earlier, and here I am eating donuts.
That's all I have.
36% of the internet said that they would have all the video game consoles and stuff they want, and 64% of the internet agree with the Danica and said, you know what? Let's be healthy instead. Our next situation we have. Let's do this one. You become super attractive, but every full moon you turn into an equally attractive girl who is super in the mood all the time. So I guess
Wait, in your case,
you become a super an equally attractive dude who's in the mood all the time.
Wait, say it again.
So, you become insanely attractive, but every full moon, I turn into an equally attractive girl who is super in the mood all the time. You turn into an equally attractive dude who's in the mood all the time. So basically, like, once a month, you have a sex change.
No.
Kind of like a werewolf. I mean, since you're turning into a dude, you would get a little bit hairier, so...
Nah.
Nah, he's... I don't know. I've always been a little curious. Like,
if it coincided with my lady problems times, then yes. So I wouldn't have to deal with that.
But I don't know. I've never been curious enough to have a sex change. But like, at least every once in a while, I'm just like, huh. I wonder what it's like to, you know, get kicked in between the legs and. I guess not worry about, like,
rupturing something. It still hurts.
Yeah, but I have to worry about, like, rupturing something.
It still hurts.
Those things pop and then it's gone. There was one kid on my soccer team way back in the day who, he got kicked and he ended up getting lodged in, like, his hip bone. So he had to have surgery to get it removed. Well, not removed, but, like, out of his hip bone.
My boyfriend's brother, when he used to do wrestling... And he got himself in a situation where things got twisted?
It happens.
Like, we had to have it surgically fixed.
Exactly. And I tell Thursday all the time, I would like to be able to sit down and not have to worry about sitting down on myself. It's an issue sometimes. 77% of the internet said they'd be more than happy to become more attractive, while 23% of the internet said, let's keep things the way they are. We call this one our last one here. Oh, man. Ready?
Uh-huh.
You get to travel to any fictional universes however long as you please and can return to Earth and travel to a different one as much as you want, but you can only travel with one other human of your choice and can only interact with each other on Earth for the rest of your lives. So, you get stuck with one person. That's it. No matter how much you hate them.
What if you love them? Like, what if you just got stuck with Kat and you just...
Yeah, well, I think part of the reason that our relationship works is because we do have our own, we have our own alone times and we have our own stuff that we're into. So if we're forced to be around each other for, forever, I can see us getting on each other's nerves.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, traveling around as much as I want would be great. And, yeah, I'd love to go a ton of different places with her, and, fictional universes is right up our alley. But I feel at some point, we'd have to, go have a separate adventure wherever we went and just sort of, come back and talk about it. Because that's another fun thing about,
yo, I found a bush that has a lot of berries. What'd you do?
Well, then just, it's always nice to, when I come home, or when she comes home from work, just, what happened at work? If you're constantly around that person, or, you guys are on the same adventure doing the same things all the time, you don't get that just sort of what'd you do today conversation. That's always nice. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to skip out on that one.
Mm, I think so too.
And it looks like 74% of the internet disagreed with me though, and 26% agreed. But that was the situation on 89.9 KGRGFM. We got your regular news coming up. And your next chance to win Architect tickets, if you want to win Architect tickets, that phone number is 253-833-5004. Get it put in your phone, because you're going to need to call in after the Front Bottoms.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Breaking news. You ever just press the wrong button or put things in the wrong place?
No,
that's what I did.
Because I'm perfect. Just kidding.
Well, this hour's news is brought to you by KGRG Presents Architects.
And Taylor.
At Studio 7. And Taylor, because she's here too. If you want to win your free pair of Architect tickets, you can call 253-833-5004. We'll hook you up. Not with Taylor, but with the tickets.
I mean, Taylor's available.
That too. Is that allowed? Because I feel like we're just, that's pimping her out.
Remember the whole
point.
Win a date with a Danica thing that you tried to do?
Maybe.
If that was allowed, then this is allowed.
Okay. I mean, you're at least part of the show. Did that ever actually happen?
No, I have a boyfriend now who did not call in to win the date with me.
You should be upset with him about that.
He didn't know about the show.
You should be able to talk with them about that, too.
He does now.
This is spiraling out of control.
Woo!
Ah, man, this is good times. Let's go ahead and get into the news, shall we?
No. Yes.
God damn it. Okay, if you want those tickets, it's 253-833-5004. Our first news story. Smartphones are being blamed for rising insurance rates.
Probably.
Right? Insurance companies say smartphone use is a contributing factor in rising auto insurance rates. The Washington State Insurance Commissioner's Office says auto insurance rates increased by an average of 5.9% in 2016 among 20 Washington insurance companies. Nationally, the average premium rose to $926 in 2016. According to the Insurance Information Institute, an increase of 16% over 5 years. Insurance companies said the higher premiums are needed to cover claims related to an increasing number of accidents.
Yeah, the amount of car selfie Snapchats I see, I can totally understand why this is a thing.
Well, with Snapchat, they're just sort of asking for it because they added that filter where it says how fast you're going.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
See how fast you're walking.
Yeah, because that's really going to work well. No one walks anymore.
Like, my favorite's when, like, people are just doing those bathroom selfies and they have the filter just at 0 miles per hour. They're great. But yeah, you're just asking for it. Same thing with the whole Pokemon Go craze. They added that thing where it's just like, are you driving right now? It sort of feels like you're driving right now because you're going faster than 5 miles an hour. People don't give an F.
Maybe I'm riding a bike.
Yeah. So, I mean...
But you can crash into a car with a bike.
Exactly.
And still get hurt.
Exactly.
So with insurance companies, they're just going to have to get used to it, man. People are going to have to stop being so stupid. Just give us the self-driving car so we don't have to pay for insurance anymore.
Yeah, that'd be really cool, actually.
Right?
Please do that.
Our next news story, not exactly news, but for all the hockey fans out there, American Hockey is celebrating the anniversary of the Miracle on Ice.
Shout out to Quinn.
Right? 37 years ago, a team of American amateur hockey players did the unthinkable. Playing with home ice advantage, the 1980s United States Olympic team shocked the sports world at Lake Placid, New York, with a 4-3 win over a Soviet Union team who had won every world championship and Olympics tournament it entered in since 1954. The odds were heavily against the American team. It was made up of college rivals and had an average age of 21. The Soviets had a heavy gold medal favorite, were pros and had played together for years, and had beaten the Americans 10-3 in an exhibition just weeks before the Olympics. The Soviets played together professionally and were much older and much more experienced. The Americans didn't lead the game until the final goal. The Soviets, however, held no more than one goal lead for the entire game. With the game 3-2 in the third period, the Americans scored a power play to tie the game, then won it on a goal by Captain Mike with 10 minutes left. The game was not broadcast live in the United States as the puck dropped at 5 p.m. ABC tried to move the game to 8 p.m., but the International Ice Hockey Federation declined the request after the Soviets protested it would mean the game would start at 4 a.m. Moscow time. After the Olympics, the core of the American team lost twice to the Soviets in an international competition, and 13 of the players played in the National Hockey League. A few of the Soviet players trickled over the NHL after the 1989-1990 season. Have you ever, like, did an upset in sports? It feels really good. Like, my last upset wasn't exactly in sports. It was back when I did the debate team in high school. But I made some people cry, and it felt really good.
In 7th grade, we were playing field hockey, and I accidentally high-sticked a guy in the face, and he had to get stitches.
Nice!
I've just been put in timeout in lacrosse for being too aggressive.
B-E aggressive?
Yes.
B-E aggressive.
Yes!
But yeah, when I was in debate, there was another, like, this was in, like, the top 16 teams at Berkeley when I went. There was another team that, you know, they were all suited up, they had professional private coaches, they had their own freaking printer with them to hook up to their private laptops. We ended up winning, and after we won, they cried a lot.
Good.
I just was sort of sad I couldn't collect their tears.
Good.
Last news story we have for this morning. A burglary suspect showered in a Texas home he broke into, then put on the victim's Betty Boop pajamas.
Betty Boop.
And this guy does not look like he should be wearing Betty Boop pajamas. A burglary suspect was arrested Sunday after Wichita Falls police caught him fresh out of the shower in a stranger's home wearing Betty Boop pajamas that didn't belong to him. The victim's home arrived home at about 5 p.m. and heard Brad Vaughn, 37, taking a shower. They saw signs that he had broken in to the residence at Grant Hill Lane and called 911. Officer found Vaughn in the bedroom with his clothes on the floor, wearing only Betty Boop pajama pants that belonged to one of the victims. The homeowners didn't know Vaughn. He was charged with burglary of habitation. Sure. He remains at the Wichita County Jail on a $10,000 bail.
I don't know if I'd be more confused or, like, scared at that point.
I don't feel comfortable wearing strangers' clothing.
I just don't think I could wear Betty Boop pajamas anymore.
Yeah, I would burn those. I would just get rid of them. That's gross. And especially looking at this guy, he looks kind of creepy. But yeah, I can't wear other people's clothes. On the other hand, is it a girl thing where you're just okay wearing your significant other's, like, clothing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't think it'd be right for a guy to fit in a girl's shirt. It's, I mean, it might look a little funny.
Fair.
But it'd be just like a crop top to you guys.
Like, I've borrowed Thursday slippers before, but that's about it. Just because, like, I needed something to take Emmett out with. But I couldn't... Especially a stranger's clothes, man. You don't know what they do. Obviously, this house was nice enough to break into, but those could have been their, like, freak pants.
Shout out to that time that Andrea and I spent the night here after the awards banquet last summer, and she forgot her pajamas, and she was like, I can't sleep in jeans. And her mom was like, well, I'm already home, homie. I'm not coming back. So she, like, found clothes in the lost and found.
Oh, no.
Dude, I would take sleeping in jeans over, like, sleeping in a stranger's clothes. I would almost take, like, sleeping in boxers over sleeping in a stranger's clothes, man. I wouldn't sleep in boxers here because that'd be gross. And I'd wake up pregnant, but yeah.
Oh, man.
I would burn those pants. Done. I would move. I'd be terrified to live there anymore. But if you want those architect tickets, don't be afraid to call 253-833-5004. We'll be back with part one of our six-pack after Naysayer by Architects. You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG-FM.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, today's rock. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and crack open a six-pack with The Buzz.
KGRG 89.9 FM, you're listening to The Buzz, and it's time for our six-pack, where we go over the top six things of awesome and not-so-awesome things.
Yeah.
And this morning's, depending on who you are, if you like being scared, it's definitely awesome. This morning's, if you're like me, I don't like being scared at all. Kind of a scaredy cat. It's not so awesome. So, Danica, what's our six-pack?
Panics caused by stuffed animals.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Not gonna lie. That's happened before, personally. In case you didn't know, our question of the day is, what's your deepest, darkest fear? We're going to be talking about that at 8:20 after our six-pack. Let's go ahead and get into it with number six.
Tiger.
Rawr.
Please never do that again.
Rawr.
Calling the police.
Oh, man.
In scenic England, locals driving along motorways.
Words are hard.
They left out a word, and I was trying to put it, saw, crouched in a field, a white tiger. Of course, all minds immediately jumped to the obvious conclusion, one of the rarest animals on Earth had escaped from somewhere nearby and decided to chill out in a field.
As they do.
Despite the fact that police helicopters, armed with the latest heat-detecting equipment, noticed that the animal didn't give off a heat signature, presumably because white tigers are just that cool. I'm so sorry.
But undone.
Local animal control experts were called in anyway, and the area was put into lockdown. The tiger, as it so happens, was just a simple stuffed toy. So what turned them off? The fact that no white tigers were in any of the local zoos. The fact that it gave off no heat? Nope. It was when the helicopter docking blew it over. A true testament to the British stiff upper lip is the fact that some locals were still playing cricket in full view of the tiger and only left when told by police, much to their annoyance.
Do you guys remember when there was some sort of, like, personal zoo breakout that happened in Puyallup and, like, monkeys and tigers were running all over the place?
No, but let me go back to that time.
I have a white tiger stuffed animal.
Was it your stuffed animal that was hanging out in that field?
Yeah, it was. What doesn't make sense to me is the fact that it's, like, it doesn't give off heat, and it hasn't moved while you're watching it, so...
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger didn't give off heat in The Predator, so it could have just been, you know, covered in mud.
True. Sure, we'll go with that.
So we got for number five, Danica?
Beaver.
Oh, my.
So this happened in Germany. A woman was walking alone to her car in a dark parking garage when she noticed a terrifying sight.
That's good.
A stranger sat on her seat, so engrossed in plotting some terrible crime that he was too preoccupied to, you know, duck or something. Fleeing the scene, she called the police, who were quickly on the scene. Strolling up to the car with all the confidence a badge and gun can afford you, a German officer pointed his light into the car and came face to face with a large stuffed beaver. as you'd expect from the same people who... Oh, never mind. This is for one that I didn't mention. The police response was less than enthusiastic and were reported to have said they struggled to see how the toy, which has two oversized front teeth, could have been mistaken for a person. The more important question, though, is even if this woman made this mistake, someone placed that beaver there. Either that or she just had a really, really bad memory. I want to go around putting stuck beavers in people's cars.
Woo! I have a coworker who actually has a giant, like, oversized stuffed panda that he keeps in his passenger seat. Just for, like, you know, carpooling purposes and stuff. So, it works! Depending on how tinted the windows are, it's hard to tell sometimes. So we got for number four.
Horse. So, now bomb threats are no laughing matter, or they normally wouldn't be if they weren't being caused by a stuffed horse. Yes, in what is perhaps one of the most surreal moments ever captured on the news, a man in full bomb disposal gear had to investigate a small stuffed horse. It's cute. I can see a little horse. The example makes this list purely for the fact that it allows me to type what I think is the best sentence ever I've had the pleasure to lay my eyes on. The police, after careful consideration, decided that the best possible course of action was to detonate the horse.
Oh my gosh.
However, all of this leaves just one question unanswered. The horse wasn't a bomb at all, and the threat was just outside of a school, so whose was it? This means that it's incredibly likely that somewhere out there, a parent had to explain to their child that their beloved toy horse just exploded.
I have a stuffed horse, too.
God, imagine if the kids saw that, too. I'd be traumatized.
There's a video, and I'm about to watch it.
Well, you know, back in elementary school, I had a favorite stuffed animal, man. Just, if I had to watch that thing get blown up, I would be traumatized.
I had a purple dinosaur named Dino.
I have a white rabbit that I've had since birth, and its name is Pasta.
Those are adorable. That's part one of our six-pack of panic attacks caused by stuffed animals, yeah?
Yeah.
Close enough. All right. Stay tuned for part two on 89.9 KGRG FM. We'll be back with part two of our six-pack after Streetlight Manifesto. You're listening to The Buzz.
And now, back to the six-pack.
KGRG FM, KGRG FM, HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP, Sumner Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz. We're in the middle of our six-pack, our top six list of things that are awesome, occasionally not so awesome, depending on where you're at on this end. There are some people who definitely got on the wrong end and don't think these are so awesome. Hey, Danica, why don't you give a quick recap of what part one of our six-pack was?
Well, tigers, beavers, and horses. Oh, my.
Okay, well, what's it about?
panics caused by stuffed animals. Taylor and I watched the video of them detonating the horse, and it was great.
Oh, no.
It was hilarious.
It was a very large explosion.
Excellent.
So let's go ahead and get into number three then, shall we?
Let me find it.
Fair enough.
Alligator.
That would be terrifying.
The police in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, I used to live there. Got a pretty frightening call. A number of people had reported to have seen a cold, dead-eyed alligator stalking their town. Ooh.
Spoopy!
Driving slowly to the address in question, the police spotted their mark. Why would you drive slowly when you got a 911 call? I'm just saying.
You know.
There was indeed a steely-eyed lizard monster in their town, and despite the fact that their area couldn't support such a beast, or the fact that it hadn't moved or blinked, they unleashed a hail of gunfire onto it.
Whoa!
Because lives were at stake, damn it! Woo! Only to find the beast was seemingly impervious to gunfire. The reports of an unblinking, bulletproof dragon monster were quickly explored and found to be false. What they actually hit was a concrete ornament and stuffed animal whose concrete is still... Wait. So concrete ornament and stuffed animal, which concrete is still a stuffed animal.
Oh, it's stuffed. There was concrete stuffed in the animal.
Okay.
Who would want that stuffed animal?
I want to hug it.
Here, kid, hold on to this and, like, walk into the lake.
that the owner of the house had placed there to scare away children. That man is...
This guy has issues.
What he'd done instead is convinced the police that the son of Godzilla had come to their town.
Oh my god.
That's the best one yet.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
So what you got for number two?
Well, let me find it. Cat.
Aw.
A group of people walking past a charity clothesline heard something that made their heart sink. A cat's meow from inside. Heroically, they ignored all logic, like the fact that it was apparently impossible for any animal to get inside. If they could, clothes banks would be positively teeming with snakes. Nevertheless, the entire town came to a standstill. Police and fire teams attended the scene and eventually decided to turn the bin into a giant tin and cut it open. But alas, they couldn't. So they transported the entire structure 20 miles to a local engineering yard and used steel cutting equipment to crack it open. When they did, the police, fire, and civilians present came face to face with, you guessed it, a toy cat. To be fair to the locals, several cats had gone missing in the local area, so they could be forgiven for making the mistake. The real victory here, though, is for the makers of that toy, because damn, that meowing must have been realistic as hell.
Right? And shout out to the people who made that safe. Like,
yeah, right?
Damn.
It's going nowhere.
So let's go ahead and do number one.
So, you want to do this one instead?
Yes, let's do that one.
Bears.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Indeed. That isn't to say that police don't ever get their man. And it was dubbed a minx toy protest. Protesters circumvented the harsh penalties for openly protesting by letting some stuffed bears do it for them. The police, upon getting to the scene, found that the bears had a serious set of bear stones and were openly, defiantly still protesting. So the police arrested them. Although, to be fair, arresting was more or less just picking them up and taking them to the police station. It should be noted that not a single one of the bears was allowed to call a lawyer.
Hey, boo-boo, when do I get to talk to my lawyer?
The picture's kind of funny, though. They're in the snow.
How lazy can you be to, like, just have stuffed animals protest for you? Which, I guess that
the winters in Minsk are hard, and Minsk are harsh, Mistress Corey.
I guess. But still, though, like, if you're really that hardcore about your cause or whatever, to where you'd want to protest, unless you're protesting hunting down bears, you get out there and you do it yourself, damn it. Or, like, wear a bear costume. That'd be warm as hell.
The winters in Minsk are harsh, Mistress Corey.
But that was your six pack for this morning. The top six times a stuffed animal caused a panic on 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and up next we have our question of the day. If you want to participate, you can call 253-833-5004. Hit us up on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram at TheBuzzKGRG. That's at TheBuzzKGRG. Let us know, what is your deepest, darkest fear? I'm going to be sharing mine at 8:20. A New Hope by Blink-182 on 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and it's time for me to share my deepest, darkest fears.
Okay.
Because that sounds like fun, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully this is going to be like therapy. Hopefully. So yesterday...
I hope not.
Yesterday I went and picked up a bed frame from Thursday's mom's house because we got a brand new bed and it's super awesome. She's like, oh yeah, we got a bed frame for it. I was like, sick. Hey, it was hanging out in their garage and all I had to do was go pick it up. It's this giant metal freaking bed frame. It's awesome.
Okay.
Thing was covered in spider webs and dead spiders and like a couple of spider nests. And
no. Those are the creepiest.
I had to take it home and clean it off.
No. I would have been like, you know what? I'd rather go to IKEA.
Right? Yeah, so I got, like, most of it done, and luckily Emmett was there to help me out, and I could just sort of pet him for, like, support, but...
Emmett.
Yeah, it was awful. I hated it.
Little baby.
And, yeah, we have the bed frame now. It's neat, but Yeah, cleaning up the spider nest part was the freaking worst.
But what if you missed one of them while you're sleeping, the spider nest?
Stop that.
That's a big fear of mine, okay?
Stop that, like, right now.
I'm terrified if I did a good enough job or not. Or, like, maybe while I was hauling it from freaking Auburn all the way to Tacoma, maybe a spider got in my truck and now I'm gonna die.
Just take the little nest and, for karma, put it in, like, a little Tupperware container and then bring it to Danica.
I will, like, end your life. I will literally... take a samurai sword and cut your head off.
And, like, this bed frame is made out of tubes, too. Like, the metal...
So it's hollow.
Yeah, so there's hollow parts, and the spiders, I'm afraid, can crawl up in there. I'm gonna freaking wake up, there's gonna be a spider on my face, and I'm gonna die.
There's a spider.
Do you know how many you eat in your sleep?
Not enough. Like, if I'm eating them in my sleep, cool, whatever. But if I'm awake for that crap, I don't need that.
Mm-mm.
Nobody got time for that. So what about you guys? Let's share some fears. I can share more, like my fear of heights.
Same.
Like, I'm tall enough as it is, man. I'm like six. I'm 6 foot.
Are you?
If it's out of reach for me, I don't need it. If I need a ladder for it, it's fine. It can just stay there. what about you guys?
Your go, Danica.
That really freaks me out. Like, I don't like spiders.
They suck.
I don't think any, like, normal sane person does. Like, if you like spiders, get away from me,
well,
sir.
Think of it this way. All right, you're a contestant on Fear Factor, right? You remember that show?
I'm not a contestant on Fear
Factor. Joe Rogan.
What is Joe Rogan making you eat? Like, what's going to gross you out the most?
Cockroaches.
I don't know. I'm, like, any of it, really.
Fair. What about, like, those driving challenges? Like, are you scared of bad drivers or, like, being stuck in, weird driving situations? I have some friends who will never drive with me. Like, they're terrified of my driving.
I get really, like, antsy in the car just because I had, like, a bad accident, but probably.
That's a fear. That's justified, though. All right, Taylor.
Want to know the most pathetic thing that I'm scared of? Ladybugs.
Yes. That's fair.
They're creepy, and I've had it in the springtime because our windows were bad before we got them replaced. They, like, would build, like, a little nest or whatever inside the window, and then I came home, and there's, like, 10 of them flying around my house. Or not my house, my room. And I had to suck them up with a vacuum cleaner. And they crunch, and they fly, and they got creepy little white eye thingies.
I really don't like birds. Birds scare me. They got, like, I don't know, their heads are so twitchy. You don't know what they're going to do. And they got talons, man, and, like, beaks. And, like, there's, like, a hole somewhere in our attic, and, like, birds would, like, get trapped in the walls of my bedroom, so I would just hear them scratching with their talons inside the walls and tweeting helplessly.
Like, with the ladybugs, my stepmom used to be really big into growing roses. And when roses got aphids, like, that's basically lady foods, or ladybug snacks,
lady
right?
Food.
Lady
girl, you got that aphids.
So, my stepmom ordered ladybugs online.
Yeah, yeah,
and
you can do that.
They freaking invaded the house. They got underneath, like, the door jamb or whatever.
Oh.
It was terrifying.
How much are ladybugs, like, online? Because I'm going to send Taylor a present.
I mean, this is, like, 2005.
No, like, okay, so for FFA, I had to work in the greenhouse, and then at one point in the year, they would, you know, buy ladybugs by bulk, and they'd throw them in there and make you, or, like, make them, you know, the plants
do
all
their
happy,
thing.
And I refused to go in the greenhouse, and then they're like, they're all dead, it's all good, and so I went in there, and there's, like, dead ladybugs just, like, everywhere, and then there's some flying, and I screamed and ran out, because I can't be in a confined space with those things. They're gross.
I think that's the last fear I'm going to share, is claustrophobia. I can't do tight spaces. Like, this studio is comfortable. I'm borderline agoraphobic, so it's a little weird. I don't like going outside, but I also don't like being confined in tight spaces. So, like,
what are you?
That scene in Kill Bill 2 when Uma Thurman gets stuck in the coffin. My worst nightmare, man.
I love that.
I'm gonna hyperventilate and I'm just gonna die.
I think I saw on the challenge. I think it was last season or whatever, and they were, like, the girls were, like, buried underground in coffins, and the guys had to scoop them out. And I think, like, everyone was panicking, but I think I'd be okay.
Nope.
I just take a nap.
Done. Just done. So if you want to share your deepest, darkest fears like we did, You can call 253-833-5004. Talk to me about it. Or you can talk to Danica and Taylor, because they're probably going to be nicer, or they might be meaner about it. Who knows?
I'm going to be mean.
Or you can hit us up on Twitter and on Facebook and Instagram at TheBuzzKGRG. Let us know what's your deepest, darkest fear. In the meantime, you got your news coming up next after Green Star by Pairs. You're listening to The Buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by KGRG Presents Architects. They're playing at Studio 7 on March 14th. If you want to win tickets, you just got to call 253-833-5004. That's 253-833-5004. For free Architects tickets. We're down to our last pair, so get them while they're hot.
You just made the list.
But it's 8:30. It's time for the news with Jay. How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing good, Cork. How about you?
Fan-freaking-tastic.
Oh, that's always good to hear. Yeah, you guys were talking about being afraid of bugs and all that. You guys ever seen the old movie Eight-Legged Freaks?
Yes! Oh, I haven't seen that movie in forever.
That movie, I will admit, because of that movie, I am very hesitant on spiders bigger than my hand.
Fair.
So, otherwise than that, today in the world news, something that affects all of us, 7 new planets were found orbiting a sun around 40 light years away. Scientists say that there's a chance that these planets could support life. The preliminary study finding these planets say that at least one of them shares characteristics with Earth, as well as 3 of the planets being the right distance from the sun to support life. But they are predicting that they're not going to get any definitive information or research for the next decade because there is no satellite close enough. For local news, for everyone that lives up in northwestern Washington, there was a 4.2 magnitude earthquake last night at 9 p.m. It was about 14 kilometers away from Belfair. There's no reported damage as of yet, only because the magnitude of the earthquake was 4.2. For your weather, today, high of 43 with rain this afternoon. Friday, rain and a high of 45. Saturday, cloudy, thankfully, with a high of 45. And Sunday, oh darn, more rain with a high of 45.
That's disappointing.
Oh, I know. And I was actually looking forward to, yesterday we had some good sun.
I was in a good mood because of the sun. Now it's just disappointment and rain and sadness.
Yeah, well, and especially from being from Montana, you always have like that 6-7 months of winter. Mm-hmm. And so when you actually get sun in 45 degrees, everyone's running around in shorts and tank tops and flip-flops, even though there's 3 feet of snow on the ground.
Dude, did you guys see the snow this morning?
I was really confused.
Right?
Yeah, it reminded me of home, sadly.
Like, walking into the studio, I got like an inch of snow just like in the creases of my jacket. It was crazy.
Yeah, there's no snow at my house. So when I got here, I was really confused. I was like, wait, is that frost or snow? Because
it was just on campus.
It should be snowing.
Oh, well, I live up the hill from here.
Okay, so you saw a little bit of it then.
Oh, yeah, I looked out the window and I'm like, oh, that explains why it was cold last night.
Right? Awesome. Well, thanks, Jay.
Yeah, not a problem, Cork. You guys have fun.
Will do. We'll be back with the thrilling conclusion of The Buzz after Futz Said Julie by Payne. You're listening to The Buzz. Burnout by The Morning After on 89.9 KGRG FM. They're going to be playing at the Showware Center. That's going to be tonight with Brett Michaels of Warrant. Derek and I are going to be there because if we didn't go, then we couldn't be friends anymore.
To you.
What?
I said I'd love to go. I'd also love to be on air with you right now, but you won't let me.
Get out.
You failed. Cash me outside.
How about that?
Oh my God. Was it 2 weeks ago when that was the word of the week and I'm regretting it now?
How about that? Was
oh
that
my
it?
God.
Or cash me outside.
The entire thing. And if you missed it, you can catch it on demand on KGRG.com.
Cash it on demand. How about that?
Oh my God. Like, you guys and freaking Chris from Waking Things. He did a live video on Instagram, and the entire time is just like, catch me at Taco Bell, how about that? And it's like, what does it even mean?
Everything.
But until tomorrow morning, bright and early 6 a.m., be expecting a hangover episode, because that's probably what's going to happen.
We're going to play Space Jam, right?
Oh my God, we're going to do Space Jam tomorrow.
Okay.
You've been listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG FM. If you missed this part of this episode or any part of any other episode, you can catch us
outside
on KGRG.com, SoundCloud. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're all over the freaking place now.
How about that?
I finally got paid enough to where I feel comfortable paying for our SoundCloud account because I'm a cheap son of a bitch.
Oh,
man. Be excited because it's going to be the Hangover episode, Space Jam edition. Remember when we did Trek?
Yes.
It's going to be like that, only better.
Yes.
Because we ran out of songs real quick.
Yes.
Oh, man. Stay tuned for that hot mess.
Yes.
But we out. We'll leave you with Feel Good Ink by Iron Tom.